Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Playwright Lynn Nottage made history last month as the first woman to win two Pulitzer Prizes for drama. Her play, Sweat, her first to be produced on Broadway, was awarded the honor. She received her first Pulitzer Prize in 2009 for Ruined, which was produced off-Broadway. Sweat first premiered and was co-commissioned by the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and Washington, D.C.'s Arena Stage. After a sold-out run at off-Broadway's prestigious Public Theater, the play moved to Broadway, where it's now running at Studio 54, and is nominated for a Tony Award for Best Play. Directed by Kate Woriski, Sweat takes place in Reading, Pennsylvania, and features characters whose way of life is falling apart after the decline of the manufacturing, steel, and coal industries. They work together and they drink together, and when layoffs and picket lines begin, they find themselves fighting each other in the struggle to keep going. We're joined now by actors Chris Davis and Will Pullen. They play best friends Chris and Jason in Sweat. We began our conversation by talking about their characters.
My character is Chris, and he's full of hope and light, and he likes where he's at. He likes his family and his friends, but he still has his eye on a dream. You know, he's always looking forward. So, yeah, that's just a little bit about Chris.
And Jason's a little bit different.
Jason's a little different. He's a third generation steelworker in the same factory. You know, I think he takes a lot of pride in doing what his grandfather did, his dad did, his mom does. And he's got his best friend that he's grown up with and done everything with. And he sees the world a little differently than Chris. You know, I think he's sort of, to me, he seems, you know, he's a little stuck in this town and he doesn't even know a way out of it. But he tries to take pride in what he's got, you know, and not let anyone take that away from him.
When you first encountered the script, could you tell right away that it was something special and something that you hoped you would be able to be a part of?
To be honest, when I read the script, it was very complex and hard to understand as a whole piece, but I was very excited about doing a new Lynn Nottage play at the Public, and it wasn't until we got into the room and I got an opportunity to hear other voices bring the characters to life that I could see the entire scope of the story. And at that moment, I was even more excited to tell the story, you know, of these people in Reading, Pennsylvania, you know, these real people. I mean, not they're fictional characters, but they're real people that Lynn wrote, you know?
I mean, I read it. I knew it was an amazing piece of theater, you know, like Chris, you know, getting to work with Lynn Nottage on a new play. I mean, it's a dream come true. I was a big fan before we started working together, you know, so just that opportunity alone. And what really struck me and drew me in, and, you know, it's weird, we're not at a place where, you know, we pick stuff, we just go with whatever we got, but what if they would have me, I knew I wanted to be in it because I was just really struck by how diverse the story was. And that was something I've never encountered in anything I've worked on is a play with that many different stories being told at the same time in the same place. So that was really, really exciting for me.
It seems like the Public creates a wonderful creative environment for everybody who works there to put up a show. Is that, I mean, you're nodding, but I'll have to ask you to talk about it more. Is that true? Is that the case? Was that the case for you guys?
Yeah, very much so. When we were doing the play at the Public, you know, we were sharing a green room with a show that was up about the Black Panther Party, Party People, Tiny Beautiful Things.
All the beautiful things, Tiny Beautiful Things.
And, you know, just all over the theater, there was art going on that was new. It was edgy. It was pushing the boundaries. It was making people think. You know, it was informing people and educating people. And that's what it was like being at the Public. And there were so many people who have larger careers or even smaller careers who were all coming together to create this art in this building, and everybody was on the same page, you know. So yeah, I would love to work at the Public many, many more times because it felt like that. It felt like I was an artist there and I was able to do my art and to tell strong stories.
Yeah, I mean, I did out of everything he said, you know, getting sort of slammed into this like small space with all these amazing artists. I mean, what an amazing opportunity, you know. I remember just the hair and makeup room, you know, it's this tiny little room and I'm sitting in there with our makeup and three people from Party People are all there, all getting ready to do a show, two very different shows, but both very important shows at the exact same time in the same moment. It was really surreal. And I think for all of us too, the Public just does such an amazing job, I think, with trying to expand theater's audience and get theater to as many people as possible, people who usually wouldn't think theater is for them, you know? So that, being involved with them is amazing. You know, I think the work they're doing to try and get more diversity, not only on stage, but in the audience, is something that other people really need to take note of and kind of follow in their footsteps.
When it's decided that the show is going to transfer to Broadway, how do you guys find out about it? Is there like a buzz before it happens, before it's officially announced, or how do you find out?
Apparently there was buzz. I heard none of this buzz. I mean, it's really funny, you know, because by the time they sat us down and told us, some cast members already knew, apparently had known like from the onset. No one told me, you know, which would have been, I guess it was probably best that no one told me. There were certainly whisperings, you know, and now looking back on it, that was always their sort of plan for the piece, you know, is to do it out of town and do it at the Public and hopefully move to Broadway. I think it's best. I didn't know that, you know, without having that pressure, you know. But, you know, I remember the day that they called a meeting for everybody and they crammed us into the one dressing room and it's all of us in there. You know, you never know. You know, it still feels like, you know, I'm outside the principal's office in high school trying to figure out what the hell I did. So it was an amazing moment to share with everybody. I guess some who already knew, but, you know, to get us experience that together was really special.
Yeah, there were definitely a lot of titters going on. But, you know, like Will said, you never really know until you know. And then even when you know, it's not real until it's real. So, you know what I mean? So leading up to it and even, like, being in the building and the marquee being up and then us signing our contracts, I mean, until we got well into it, we were still kind of like,
I still don't know. I still don't know, man.
Right. It's like you're waiting for, like, you're waiting for something to happen, you know, but, you know, so yeah, there were a lot of titters, but, you know, we made it to this point. And one thing I can say about even when we were doing it at the Public and some of us knew beforehand that the idea was to move it, the work that the cast was doing on telling the story and making it a powerful and clear story from beginning to end, I would like to believe is what helped assisted getting this story written by Lynn Nottage to the next level. You know, I really think that we're such a strong, diverse group of actors, and I see people every night. I watch Will every night. I watch Johanna and Michelle. I see what Carlo is doing. I see what, you know, Jimmy's doing and John is doing. I see what everybody's doing, and it's powerful work, and everybody holds each other up. So when you see this thing, it's like a moving ship, you know, and I think that that's a part of why we're able to be in the stream of Lynn's brilliance and to assist the story.
I think it's more than implied in the answers you've given so far, but has this piece been very special in your careers? Has it meant a lot? Has it done something more?
You know, it has.
Not to dismiss your previous work.
No,
I don't mean that.
It definitely has. I mean, I've learned so much about myself as an artist and myself as a person by doing this piece. You know, this piece has definitely made me a smarter artist. You know, working with Kate and Lynn has made me a smarter artist. You know, the way that they asked me to, or all of us, to dig deeper into ourselves, to push the boundaries of what we're capable of artistically and what we're capable of seeing within the script and trusting the language of a brilliant playwright. You know, those are just a couple of the things that I've decided that I need to take more seriously in all aspects. You know, I thought that I did before, but now it's like, oh, there's a little bit more I can shave off. There's a little bit more I can do. I can always, you know, spin that ball a little bit harder.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, you know, we're so entrenched in it right now.
Right.
It's sort of hard to take a step back and see the picture. I think years down the road, I will look back and can see what this experience did for me. I mean, we're still in it right now, so it's like we're still experiencing it. I mean, I just know for me personally, it's been this crazy year of my life, you know, and this play and these people and these theaters they saved my life, you know. I can say that, and you know, just how close this ensemble has gotten, and also just, you know, it's something I've always knew, but you know, really this play in particular, just because of how difficult, the degree of difficulty of the show is unbelievable. And and there's so many moving parts. Mm-hmm. So and Lynn has this tradition before first preview, which I won't get too much into because I think she wants to keep it very much her own thing. But it's basically everyone involved gets on stage and shares a moment together. And looking around, you know, it really does make you appreciate how every single person, cast, crew, stage manager, designer, how necessary they are in telling this story. It's really unbelievable just to, you know, to even just watch one person you don't usually watch, and you kind of watch their track every night, and you're like, oh my God, that's crazy. You know, the people that deal with the props, and they have to get the props, and what, and it just all flows, you know. So that, among other things, just the collective group conscience of this project is unbelievable.
And I will also, on the surface level, for Will and I to have the opportunity to play such strong characters in a piece like this, career-wise, I do believe is a huge, huge move for us. It's both of our first time being on Broadway and with such impactful roles to play in the storytelling. So, you know, to answer your question, this is, for many other reasons, other than, you know, the personal one, and in the scope of our careers, it is definitely a huge, huge move and a huge, huge opportunity that I am eternally grateful for. Like, I can't tell Kate and Lynn enough thank you for choosing me and to continue to choose me to tell this story.
What was the audition process like? Was it complicated? Was it long?
To be honest, it wasn't long. The interesting thing about it was that Kate and Lynn and most of the people in the room actually just had zero reactions to anything.
Zero.
Like, nothing.
Ice cold.
Like, you can hear the fan above you, you know, but other than that, you finish your audition and you're waiting even for them to say thank you, leave. And you're like, okay, you just start slowly backing up. Thank you. All right. And then you get a phone call. Oh, you have a callback. And you go back in. And for me, Kate gave me an adjustment. And then again, that was it. I was like, oh, I don't think I got that. Let me just go on and lick those wounds, you know.
This process has taught me a lot to not focus on how I feel about my work. I remember I came to the audition, and I was the very first person to go that day. I know it was a 10 o'clock appointment, and I was running late. So I came in, and I was kind of sweaty, and someone else was late, so we started late, and I went, and we only did it once, and they didn't say anything. So I asked a couple questions, and they would say yes or no, and that was it. And I was like, okay, you know, that's all right. That's not a big deal. And I remember I did the work. They were like, thank you very much. I was like, oh, my God. And I walked out, and I called my agent and then called my manager apologizing, saying, you know, like, you know, please don't fire me, you know, please don't drop me. I was like, it's, you know, it's like one bad audition, like, we'll get the next one, like, you know, like, it was so horrible. And then, you know, you get a call and you get the call back, and I was out of town at the time, so I couldn't be in the room with Oscar or Lynn or any of the artistic team, and you know, I just walked in, and it was on tape, and I was like, well, there's just no way that this is gonna happen. So it was just a string of no ways this is going to happen, and then it happened, and you're sort of just shocked.
I was I'm not going to lie, I was definitely shocked when I got the phone call that I got the job.
Yeah.
Like, I was in the car, and my agent called me, you know, Chris called me. He was like, hey, congratulations, man, you got the role. I was like, really?
Which role? For what?
Yeah, like, for real? Like,
what are we talking about?
I got it. Cool, man, I get it.
Like, you should definitely double check. You should call him.
Are you positive about that? I don't know, man.
So because you guys play best friends, lifelong best friends, how do you, in rehearsals or in personal time, if that applies, develop that relationship? I mean, I know you're not playing yourselves as best friends. You're playing these characters who are best friends, so it's in the text as well. But how do you connect with each other?
I tell you, we've been together for some time now, you know? So it's like, you know, we started building the relationship in the rehearsal room when we were at the Public, and now we're here, and it's even a deeper bond now that we're this long in the process, and we go on stage, there's so much more that we can do and give to each other while we're up there, and connect with each other when we're up there. So I feel like we're lucky to have the opportunity to have been doing it for so long, you know? And because lots of times things take time, and especially with this play, because it's so dense and there's so many things, moving parts, like Will said, you know, it takes time. It's one of those pieces that you'll end and you'll be like, man, I could have done more. I could have done better. Oh, that's what that moment was, you know? It takes time, but we've had the time, and even from the public, we've just been enjoying building that friendship, you know? We keep each other safe on and off stage, and that goes for everybody in the cast.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of the things I love about working in the theater, you know? It's this environment where people are sort of slammed into each other and are almost forced, you know, you're forced to bond very quickly in a very intimate way. It's the relationships you make in working on a piece is just, it's different than any other relationship ever, because you really do have to show, especially in this piece, you know, some really dark, intimate stuff about yourself and just kind of spew it out. And on day one, it's just sort of like you have to do that. Mm-hmm. I think, like what Chris said, you know, it's a process. We've spent so much time together, and everyone has been helping each other through that process, and inevitably life happens while you're doing that, you know? So it's like all these things happen to everybody, and just the way everyone has been there for everyone, you know? A lot of things, you know, and that's just how life is, you know? And I think that, you know, we're able to take that sort of care and love that we've had for each other's lives off stage, and it applies on stage, you know, and just that we've been doing it long enough where so many different things have happened, you know, on stage. You know, I now can before a show just say, you know what, anything can happen out there, and I know that with these people with me, we're going to get through it, you know, mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's just trust, and we built that over time.
What is it like, if you can describe it, to be doing a show and then find out that it has won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for that year?
Well, I was chilling at home, and, you know, Will and I, we share agents, and our managers are from the same company. So we get a lot of the same news all the time. And I was awaiting a conversation about something completely unrelated. And I remember I got the phone call, and I saw I had the voicemail from my agent. And I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to call him back. And then I get a phone call from Will. And he's like, hey, man, did they tell you? I said, tell me what? You know, because we were dealing with something, you know, I was like, tell me what, man? I said, all right, go on, tell me. He said, you sure you want me to tell you? I was like, listen, man, it's going to have to happen either way. Just tell me what's going on. And he said, dude, we won the Pulitzer. I was like, so I started freaking out. I mean, I remember I felt goosebumps. I felt all kinds of things. I got a little lightheaded, you know, because it's such a major deal to be a part of a piece that won the Pulitzer Prize. And it's Lynn's first time on Broadway, and it's also our first time. It's you know, so I was feeling so much euphoria being a part of this explosive event called Sweat in my life, you know. So that's what it felt like for me.
I don't know, it was surreal, you know. You're just filled with a lot of gratitude, and I mean, you know, our job is to tell the playwright's story, and you try to do that the best you can, you know, and you know, getting that recognition, feeling like we had done justice for Lynn's work, it was amazing. I knew before this, and now, you know, I think the world knows that Lynn Nottage will go down as one of the great American playwrights ever, you know, and so, again, it's what I said before, you know, we're so entrenched in it, and we were able to sort of take that day and sort of say, oh my God, we did this thing, but we had a show that night, you know what I mean? So you still
buckle up.
But, you know, it's just for me, it was all about, you know, Lynn, feeling so happy for Lynn, and
that was real history that happened in that moment. And you know, you never think about it until you're there. You know, I don't know anybody who, like, wakes up and says, hey, man, I'm going to get the Pulitzer, or I'm going to be a part of a show that gets the Pulitzer. But then when you're a part of this moment in history, that's what was, like, really, like, jarring to me, that me, Chris Davis, was a part of that, feeling so small in just the larger event of it. But I'm here and I'm happy, you know. And like I said, they chose me to be one of the storytellers. I'm happy about that.
Chris Davis and Will Pullen play Chris and Jason in Sweat by Lynn Nottage. The play, now running on Broadway at Studio 54, won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama this year and is nominated for a Tony Award for Best Play. To learn more, visit sweatbroadway.com. You're listening to The Roundtable. on WAMC.